René Descartes was a creative mathematician, a prominent scientist who had a great contribution to the scientific revolution, and the French philosopher that paved the way of modern psychology. He was born in a small town in central France called La Haye-en-Touraine, and famous above all in his saying, "I think, therefore I am." But worthy of our attention for many reasons beyond this. What makes him stand out is that he was a fierce rationalist, which means, for him, reliance on reason is the best guide for belief and action. In an age where philosophers still backed up or based their arguments with the idea of a supreme being or God, Descartes trusted on nothing more than the human power of logic. That made him to discover the concept of dualism. For Descartes, the human self is composed of two distinct entities. One is the human mind, and the other is the human body. According to him, the mind and body are different and opposite. The mind houses our understanding and comprehension, intellect, and passion. While the body is just a shape that has different sizes that showcase motion. Bodies do not have understanding, and minds do not have shapes, sizes, and even movements. He also argued, in order to attain the best decision in life, one must have a healthy mind. Clear thoughts will give good outcomes. Descartes believed that most of the bad and wrongs that happen to the world is caused by the misusing of the mind. And now, his famous saying, "Cogito, ergo sum," or in English, "I think, therefore I am." This saying was first seen in his work, The Discourse on Method, and it became as a first step in demonstrating the attainability of certain knowledge. And he began to ask the question, "What am I? A thinking thing." He argued that in this world of uncertainty and doubts, the only thing is sure is that he is a thinking thing. Because even if any entity were to try to deceive him into thinking that he exists, when he does not, he would have to exist in order for that entity to deceive him. Therefore, when he thinks, he exists. Every thought, no matter how unreliable, proves I exist as a thinking thing. To remember Descartes by the saying, "I think, therefore I am," is perhaps not as shallow as one might initially has presumed. The sentence does truly captured something in him and the task of philosophy in general. It signals a commitment to work on through our emotional confusion, prejudice, and unhelpful tradition in order to arrive in an independent, rationally founded understanding of the self.